Thank you very much for tuning in to the Shepherd's Word podcast. My name again is Gilbert Afu. I trust and hope you're doing well and you're enjoying the faithfulness of God. Today I want to share with you a message I've titled, How is Your Relationship with God? How is your relationship with God? Is your relationship with God based on trust or faith, or based on your experience with him? Job said in Job chapter 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This is a man who knew God. And this is a man whose relationship with God was not based on his experience with him, but his absolute faith in him. If your relationship with God is based on your experience with him, it is never going to be a stable relationship. It is going to always be based on what you can get from him. And that is not the kind of relationship we must have with God. You can have that kind of relationship with a normal human being, but you can't have that kind of relationship with God. If I am your friend and your relationship with me is based on money I can give to you, then that is fine. Your trust in me is based on your experience with me, knowing that whenever you need money, when you come to me, you will get it. That is fine. And when you come one day and I don't get it for you, you may choose to either cut the relationship or continue with me. Why? Because your relationship with me is based on your experience. We can't bring that same kind of relationship to our relationship with God. Else, we are never going to experience the fullness of God. Job was able to say, though he slay me, I like that. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. How many of us can get to that point of total trust in God? How many of us can get to that point where we can say, though he slays me, though he's taking my child, though he's taking my spouse, though he didn't give me that promotion, though I didn't get that job, I will still trust him. I prayed, I fasted, I gave, I sowed, but yet still God didn't come through for me. But I will still trust him. Why? Because my relationship with him is not based on what I can get from him, but because of who he is. And who God is that he is sure and he is true. His dependency is 100%. You can depend on him. And whatever he does, we know that he's doing it in our own interest. Though we being human beings, there are so many things that we don't understand. There are so many things that we don't understand and we will never understand. But if we can trust absolutely in the person of God, we will always be enjoying our relationship with him. So where are you in your relationship with God? How is your relationship with God? There are people that sometimes say that I have given up on the faith, or God has disappointed me, or say I don't trust that God exists. There are even pastors who have turned their back on God, who have put their Bibles down and turned away from the faith into the world. and preaching against the God in whom they first preached for. Why? Because they have been disappointed. And the reason why they have been disappointed is because their relationship with God was based on their experience with Him. Oh, God gave me this money, so I trust Him. Oh, God gave me this woman to marry, so I trust Him. Oh, God gave me this child, so I trust Him. And when God took that away, their faith were challenged and they couldn't see any good coming from Him again. So therefore, they turned their back on Him. Abraham stood with God through and through, to the point where God commanded him to go and kill his only son that he had waited for almost 25 years to get. He almost killed him for God when God commanded him to. Why? Because God wanted to test his faith, whether his faith was based on, his faith in Him was based on what he got from Him, or his faith in Him is only in Him and not what he got from Him. And when he was able to obey God to the end, he was able to provoke God for Him to pronounce some blessings on him, in which we are all enjoying today. Can we get to that point where we say, God, even if you don't give me what I want, I will still trust you? Just like Job said. And if you know the story of Job, it was very, very depressing. Lost his sons and his children. He lost everything in one day. But yet still he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Why? Because my faith in you is not based on the things that you blessed me with. It's not based on the money I have. It's not based on the children I have. It is based solely in who you are. You are my creator. You created me. So yes, I may have boils on me. My children may have died. I may have lost everything. But yet will I still trust you. Why? Because my relationship with you is based on who you are and not what you can give. Oh, can we get there, somebody? Can we get there, somebody, where we can say that, God, I trust you. It is you or nothing else. It doesn't matter what you give to me or take away from me. My trust will be in you. Can we get there? I am working my way towards that point where I say, God, it is not what I have. It is not what you give me. It is not what you take away from me. It is you that I want. Can we get there? Because life is going to test you. Life is going to push you to the wall. You are going to experience certain things in your walk with God that when you get there, will your faith still be sure and strong? Someone sang a song. Will my anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lifts and the pillows roll, will my anchor drift or firm remain? Will your anchor drift in times of disappointments and failures in life? Or will it be firm and sure in the faithfulness of God? That is a question that you must ask yourself. That God, yes, my daughter is sick, or my son is sick, or yes, my wife or my husband has left me. But that is not going to take me away from the faith. So brother or sister, if you are disappointed in God, you need to check your faith where it was in the first place. Because we serve a God who is faithful. He says, I'll always be faithful even when you are faithless. Even when you deny me. Even when you think I don't exist. Even when you think that I'm a bad person. Even when you think I'm wicked. I am still God. Nothing is going to change me. You have to change yourself. to align with me. Nothing is going to change God. Whether you believe in him or you don't, whether you've turned your back on him or you don't, whether you don't believe in him anymore or not, that thing is going to change who God is. You must check your faith. So how is your relationship with God? Is it based on your experience with him, which is very disappointing? Or is it based on your faith in him? That come what may, the storms may come, but I will still trust him. Can we get there? We need to get there. Just like Job. Though he slays me, yet will I trust him. And I like the way he concludes. He says, even so, I will defend my own ways before him. I will defend my own ways before him. In other words, I am not going to allow myself to even speak against him, or to even question him, or to even doubt my faith in him, or to doubt his faithfulness to me. I will defend my own ways before him. What I say and what I do, I will defend it, because I don't want it to go contrary to what I believe. Some people, when you feel disappointed, you question God. When you don't get what you want, you say, is God really there? That is you allowing yourself to let the devil get into the way of you and God. You are not defending your ways before him. And we must get to the point where we can defend our ways before him. That yes, God, I didn't get what I want, but I trust you. Oh, God is good. When the world is even pressing on you to turn your back on God, you say, I trust him. I don't understand, but I trust him. Yes, the tears may be coming down your eyes or your cheeks, but you say, I trust him. I'm crying, but I trust him. Why? Because he's faithful. You can't explain it. You can't understand it. No one can explain it for it to make sense. But you trust him. May we get to that point. May we get to that point. May you and I get to that point where we trust in God. Where we trust in God. Where we trust in God. May we get to that point. So, beloved in Christ, I trust and hope that this message blesses you. Don't let your relationship with God be based on your experience with him. Let it be based on your faith in him. Because experience may fail you, but your faith, if it is in God, it will never fail you. So until next time, be blessed. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Bye-bye.